But not yet he has got a rati. But he is now going to get a rati. These are all of that kind.
Not yet rati.
No.
But that means sadhana stage?
Sadhana stage, but
higher.
It is the last and highest stage.
Ashakti.
In 32 days, rati will be achieved.
More than rati.
Asakti also, last stage of asakti.
Last stage, very high.
Very high.
So this is not the ankura of Mahabhava.
No.
The ankura of
Bhava. This is the first stage for the platform of Bhava.
That's correct. Okay. That's correct.
This turn here, next page, Sama Hina Sravana.
Sama Hina Sravana.
The conscience hearing will not have any fruit.
Hearing that has no fruit.
No fruit. So hearing should be proper. Kramas means, and we have not even asakti, and we have not very much hankering for that thing. And what we should hear, we are not hearing in what we say. This is what we should hear. We should hear in a change.
Progressively.
So this is called Kramahina, and that and another is called Kramajukta. Kramsuddha.
Kramsuddha is good.
Yes. Kramsuddha is not. Like you are hearing the birth of Krishna, but Janma-lila. You are hearing Vatsalya-lila. And but at once you come to Madhurra, these are not in Kram.
What is Kram mean?
Kram means what has been described, how described in Bhaktivinoda Swami Swamiji. These are in Kram.
In order.
In Jayadhara, all has been done in Krama,
step by step.
In order. Things are not in order.
Then in Brahma Samhita we see the subject matter sometimes seems to jump. It does not always seem to go in order. So maybe it is Kramahin.
So only that will not do. Krishna gave Diksha to Brahma with his flute. Has Krishna given Diksha in flute to you or me? How he gave and when he gave, at what stage?
Very advanced.
Very advanced stage. So we should come from Vipa.
Down, low.
And to give, to have that stage, and then we should do all these things.
Then we will think that Brahma Samhita is in order.
Not in order, but it is up to some level. But it cannot be seen, because it has been stated that come down and Durga ke.
So Loka Nami.
Vijidhami Saleta Saksha Devi Mahesh Haridham Tesi Tesi Tete Prabhavan Chaya Dhita Shajaya Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Who is Paramatma? Who is Brahma? Who is Shankar? What are their duties?
Everything
is there. And after that, Krishna gave that mantra. So you can conclude with that. It is in order. We should also first know who am I and who is Krishna, and telling of order. Who am I? Who is Krishna? What is this world? And what is prema or priti? How this prema can be achieved? Then we come to Uttama Bhakti definition, and then we do sadhana from beginning. Adau sabha tata sadhu sanga tata bhajan kriya tato anarthini dhikti. And after that, we should read Srimad Bhagavat according to Sattva Jnana, Anathani Vritti, Kapil Devhuti Sambhat, then Kargam Sambhat, then again Vritrati Pasthan, Prahlad Maharaj, and after completing, then entering tenth canto, without reading Prahlad Maharaj and all other that has been described. If you read that it will be complete. After that, in tenth canto also, not reading 28 chapters, only entering jump in 29, then it is not important. That is coming.
Sometimes it says Singara Ras and sometimes it says Madhura Ras. Is there any difference in meaning when those terms are used?
Madhura can be denoted for all three, Vatsalya, Sattva, and Singar also. But Singar cannot denote Vatsalya and this. Only for Upapati, not for Sattva also. Madhura can be told, Sattva also, sometimes Madhur, Sattva also, Vatsalya also. And also Sakya, but Singar is not any of three, but only for Upapati and Gopis, Prem to Krishna as Upapati. This is Singar. In Singar, Upapati should certainly be come. Understand?
When it states that the spiritual master he reveals to when he reveals to name, address,
age,
all these things. Is it revealed by the spiritual master externally or in aprakat, in his form in the lila? In other words, when one gets these different items.
Is the guru sitting in front of it? In the early part of Jiva Dharma, the guru has told all these things.
Or it could be revealed through name.
Yeah. Sita guru has told or Sita guru has told. It is not written.
I think earlier it mentioned in he was reading today.
But at Puri he was Siksha Guru.
That was Siksha Guru. But he got from his Siksha Guru.
No harm. If he has not got this thing from his Gurudev, he can take it from Sadhguru also.
And it comes when the Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru is sitting in front of the disciple, or does it come internally through some instruction? How it will come?
Sadhguru can tell it as we are
talking.
If this has been not, he has been going in a particular way, then Pythagoras can do it. And if Pythagoras is not there, then you are regarded as Pythagoras. Then just say, pray God and do. He will give any way, any other Pythagoras. Every person.
It must it come as we are talking, or may it come internally? Must it generally come?
This sadhana. So it should come outside.
As we are talking outside, because this is sadhana.
This is sadhana. This is not siddhi. When it comes in siddhi, then everything will.
Sarupsiddhi or
Vastusiddhi?
Vastusiddhi means?
Sarupsiddhi also contains some citta and sadhana. Only Vastusiddhi means I know, I have done. No. My Sarup Krishna Sarup. And no worldly things are there.
Which state is Sarup Siddhi? Is it Ashakti?
Ashakti?
Ashakti state?
Bhava-bhakti. Oh, it may come. Last time of
Ashakti.
But this Sarup Siddhi, no. It is only when Bhava will come. Then Sarup
Siddhi.
Then Sarup Siddhi. There has been Siddhi. In Ashakti, no Siddhi.
And Bhava Siddhi?
But when they leave this physical body, mental body, everything. And then we'll have a ray of praise. This is
when Rup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were doing bhajan and they were living in Vrindavan, was that Rup Siddhi or Vastu Siddhi?
Externally, it may be told that for Siddhi.
But
they are had. So, Vastu Siddhi.
Of course, Radharani was coming. That must be Vastu Siddhi.
Both. There is no worldly body or anything.
This giving of the name, is this called Siddha Panali? Because sometimes our Guru Maharaj criticized this process.
So process of Sahajiya, not this process.
But is it called Siddha Pranali?
This is Siddha Pranali.
What is the actual meaning of Pranali?
Pranali means
the
Paddhati. Paddhati means way. This is Siddha Pranali. But Sahajiya don't follow this. When there is no asakti, nothing, no heart purification, they think that we are guilty and their name and everything, they in kalpana.
Imagination.
In
did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur give this to anyone of his disciples?
No, I have to.
Your Guru Maharaj did not mention to you at this point.
I have not clearly asked you. But he has given so many instructions about this thing.
But just like your Gurudev told you certain things about himself, so how we came to know that? He must have been.
He has been told to Prabhupada. and by doing bhajan.
So through bhajan or so as we are talking.
Well, very near and dear to Prabhupada. He did the service of Prabhupada. He cooked the
everything.
The message was always with Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not tell anyone to me. He did not tell anyone to me. But he always told Guru, our Gurudev, to me, so many things. And he was always with Prabhupada. So, he should certainly hear all these things. Or after going, he can have some spirit from him. From Gurudev, we have only a hint, but he is strictly forbidden. Don't do all these things. But he has given some hints about this. And after that, I read all these books and I realized something. And I know that only the master house is there. But a little what I have realized by according to his mercy I have done something. Or have greed, not greed, but greed I have by the mercy of house is there.
Our Guru Maharaj very carefully concealed within his heart.
Our Gurudev also, the Prabhupada also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, and Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all concealed it. But yet,
yeah.
How others have found out about Prabhupada, I think his Manjari form is known or not?
He's asking how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur
and Bhakti Vinod Thakur
and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, their identity is known. How,
if they kept it secret, how it was found out? It is known
by their activities, one who is in
upper
level, they can measure.
I think Sridhar Maharaj wrote one poem. At the disappearance of Srila Bhakti, isn't it? That there was.
I can say. But I thought Prabhupada has written in this way.
He has or has not?
Certainly he has done.
About
like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has done.
Yeah.
But what else? They have revealed personally.
We saw our Guru Maharaj sometimes when he was speaking or singing on some occasion, perhaps a dozen times over many years, that he became completely stunned and he could not speak and he was just totally right in the middle of either lecture or in singing. And it was always about Radha and Krishna. I saw it 3 or 4 times, always on that subject. One time he was singing Jai Radha Madhava, and he became completely stunned. Another time he was talking about when Sanatana Goswami became free from the jail. And then when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dressed, and then our Guru Maharaj could not speak. Times like that. And then after some minutes, he would simply say, "Chant Hare Krishna," and he stopped everything.
Now, Guru Maharaj also asked so many times, began to sleep, and sometimes he became homeless. No, nothing. And then he went to Dubai. tell by the to read and to go on. So many cases, here Matra has been. One side was telling him, he was on a baby, not sleeping,
resting.
I told him that someone told that Jiva Swami was not a Rashid doctor. What I see in Gopal Sampa, that he is very, very Rashid. I began to tell what was written in Gopal Sampa. Dambam Bhandula. Yashoda has signed to type Krishna. Sunday, please fall down. And Krishna in the middle, him here and there. He has come from Brahmandagar. Nanda was going to take a bath. He at once heard the sound of falling rain, and then he returned and saw that Krishna is there. When Krishna saw towards father, began to weep and weep loudly. At that time, the Bandhan was there, Gokul was also there. Nandlama was astonished, and he came at once to Krishna and took Krishna in his lap. Krishna was waiting so loudly. So Nandlama also used to weep. Then he did like this to Krishna and gave some laddu, you know, to Krishna. Krishna was waiting, was coming late.
Yes, that's the fact.
But this was good. Nandava told him, who has that lady? Bandhakon. After waiting some time, Krishna waiting, told my mother, what that is? What your mother is so cruel? Then he began to untie. Sridham Madhumangal and Balaram could not untie, but Nanda Baba untied it. And asked Krishna, who has untied? Smiling, but yet this began to smile and told that Baba has untied. Nanda Baba was at that time very angry. He deserved that. He could not speak a single word to Yashoda. Neither he rebuked, neither he told anything. This is advanced stage of anger. He took Krishna by the here and there, went to take bath. And taking bath, he returned to house. It was midday. He got something, milk and mystery. He gave it to Krishna and Bandha. He did not take nothing. Store fasting. No today cooking. Yashoda was with him in her room, quite separately. All are waiting. And then Chinta, what today will be? In the evening, when night was coming, some old lady, like Upanand's wife, Rohini, and all others, this Balde came to Nanda Baba at the front door. And they told Balde, go and catch hold of Balde and bring it to us, and we will give it to Yashoda, Krishna.
That's all Krishna.
Balde went and catch hold, but Krishna got so much
right.
That he fell down, Balde could not catch him. Then all the world came to Nanda Baba and Krishna. They told Krishna that, oh, your mother is very, very beautiful. You should go to your mother. But I will not go. That is, same night, Nanda Baba, Baba, to whom you will play with Balde, what you will take, what you will eat, and do the mystery. But I will not go. That is told that if your mother is dies, not dies, but by signal birth. At once Krishna began to weep so loudly, mother, mother, and he fell in the arms. Oh mother, that everyone there, all began to weep. Then he went and left up Rahim, Rahim said to Krishna.
He was very much handsome, but now he began to cry fully. And his sons died, and taken the army. And after that, Krishna also began to be all vexingly. He has risen in four. That everyone can be hearing this or he began to be loudly. And after that he began so no telling anything about them. But if even something is a man knows who has something. If you are doing grace, and yet let me realize, we should do honestly our sadhana. Krishna and Guru were all arranged. They have arranged everything, how to set this wire to this year, like what you must.
So, when are we going on Harisham? We have got a new bus, Mercedes bus, brand new. You will be the first one to go in it, and it is just the perfect bus. We have seen a Yogyapati, remember? Hanuman. So he will carry us in his bus. So he's like Hanuman. And it is proper that the first place go will be to some very good place of Srimati Radhika. Or wherever you say. So you must say now when we go and where we go. It can hold 7 people. It's a very good place. Comfortable, strong, new.
Journey it will take much time, I fear, but short journey, less time.
You decide what will be convenient to you. If it is too much inconvenience, then no.
more than 4 hours, it will be, it may be inconvenient.
So you just say which place and we will be available. We don't have to go to every place.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go?
I want to go where you think we should go. You consider what
any time, how long.
You consider the time, you consider who we are, you consider your own desire, and accordingly, yourself.
How many days?
How many days? How many times we will go out? I am here until 25th, early morning.
Krishna, not Kali. Krishna became like Kali. He gave his
son. He had his son.
He 410 and he took his sword and he became like Kali. And after you, by doing puja. Then he came to
Astronomy. Krishna tells Radhika, don't worry, just go on.
Then he was Samamana.
Then he
was pardon. After me, pardon
me.
I've done it. Anyone has told me to ask, but I'm not yet. And I told them, I will never talk to any of men, and never I will go out of home. And second day, the bigger, like a chapter, accident of reading. An umbrella of tall and wearing sandals and something here. Vyakarana Pothi,
Sanskrit grammar.
Sanskrit grammar. And he came at the gate and told Alak, Alak, Alak Niranjan, Alak Niranjan. Alak Niranjan means the thing which is not seen, it is alak. Niranjan means no mela. Mela means no upadhi, nothing. That is separate God, nirvishesh Brahma. That is alak Niranjan, alak Niranjan. Like Mayavadi. Then, at once, jet lag came, and he saw that very beautiful, and rays are coming from the mouth body. He attracted, was very so much attracted, and he went in the house, and I have written it. You remember?
In the book.
I am going to give it. of Nitya. When person is refused, I will not take anything from you. Right? Because you are ego. Then, go.
That person was Krishna.
That person was Krishna. So, he said that I will not take anything from you. If a lady having her husband, then I can take his husband. He went inside and told Srimati Radhika that in Brahmin, that you can have come. So you have to go and give it. Because I cannot go. I will never go. Because yesterday you have rebuked me so much. So I will not go out of the house. And I will not talk, I will not give anything other than all for you. Then he got down to the streets of Srimati Radhika and told in so many ways that he was not so friendly at last. To Venkatan and Vijaka and told that if he is not willing to give and he will not give, then all cows will be dead and your son will also die.
Who said that?
Brahmin.
The Brahmin said that.
Because the time was too late.
So I know that everything will be destroyed. So tell her anyhow to give us to that Brahmin boy.
The Brahmin boy told these things. If you don't,
he has heard that in our India we always see that if a beggar comes,
we must give.
Must give.
But
otherwise there will be something.
So the so who told those things?
She is telling to Lalita.
Okay.
That I know that
right.
If he will not give,
then all
he will go and he is not ready to wait a little here.
Mm-hmm.
When the cows are milking, only that for 5 or 6 minutes he will wait. I have requested him to wait a little. So he is now. And Krishna is telling that, oh, I am going, my time is over. Then I brought Lalita and Vishakha come to Srimati Radhika and they told, and she was ready. She took everything in golden pot and went there to give all Krishna's
cloth.
She told that I will not take. Whether you are Vidu or not Vidu, I am not saying.
Man or a man, you cover your mouth fully.
I will not say.
She had her everything covered.
And then, Lalita, short word, Mati Radhika. And they knew that this person is not other than Krishna.
Did Srimati Radhika know?
Also, afterwards to me. Then Krishna told that I'm not a beggar of that class. I've come here to have alms, but what kind of alms? That you are very angry to me. You have done one. And that man I could not
down.
For so many days. So if you are ready to give me that all, that I am very much pleased and I want that man, then Srimati Radhika laughed.
Smiling.
See what she has been bought. She gave him.
And he said,
at once laughing. one but Krishna. One is
and so that Guru
was putting some cloths and ornaments in a very big box. So many kinds of
ornaments and cloths. Available cloth.
Krishna at once came. He was doing very carefully and he was doing like that Krishna may not see. But at once Krishna came and thought, oh mother, what are you doing?
What is go outside the room, don't disturb me. I'm doing something. No, I want to know, my dear mother.
God, the neck of
Yashoda
Mulana and so that Mary Maya,
oh, my mother,
dear mother, are you keeping all these things for my future marriage or for what? Or mine?
Myself.
Then the Yashoda told that and took it in Srimati Radhika. I hear it as my son's wife. She comes daily here and without giving all these things, just like I would never send her here. So I'm giving all these things. And who will carry it? Husband of Srimati Radhika himself will come. Now the time is coming, he will come and he will take up.
Yeah.
No other time.
Yeah.
Then went from there and he met Sugal Sudan. They came. When the box was ready and locked, and before that, when he was watching, when waiting, when
Abhimanyu
is coming. Then he opened the friends opened the lock and take everything outside an empty box shut down. And the lock was
sealed.
And then Abhimanyu came and take it on his hands, on his head and came here. He asked his mother, oh mother, Yashoda Maa has given so much and where to keep it. He told that go inside and give it to Srimati Radhika. He came and he
put down
all these things and then he went away. Then Srimati Radhika opened box and out of the mm-hmm. So
the next day,
all the
new things
here. Here, at first there was no good Raj Bhavan for Srimati Radhika because it was not like the king as Vishwabhanu Maharaj. Mandap Maharaj has 7 lakhs of gold.
Nine lakhs.
11 lakhs. It was more than Nanda Baba. So he met here after marriage. Very big and lovely. A large amount of Srimati Radhika.
Vrishabhanu Maharaj met it. Where is that place?
Level. But going and damaging 5,000, it became so high place. So, to tell that the palace was in here,
So he built a palace for her.
But Javak means that, but
wasn't Vinyan.
Oh, Javak, that.
Javak.
Javak.
Javak means that.
That tree.
That that was that Vinyan tree, under which the palace was there, and somebody used to live here.
What prayer should be recited here?
Huh?
What is the proper prayer to make in this place?
Radhika lives here all day. And from here, the Kishore Lila, first land, Kalyanka. From here, he goes also to Radhavan Shankar, the Rajgubasa, sometimes in Bihar Bandha. Sometimes in the night he goes to Sankirtan. From here, there is Kokilaban, very near. From there, he used to sing like Kokil. Kokil means
Kakubar.
Kakubar.
So it is called Kokilaban. So, after marriage, and Krishna becomes when Kishore, he returns from Gokul and Vrindavan to hear all the last first time said from Nandagaon and from here. From here, he goes to Saketban also and meets Krishna. He also goes to very soon from here. Kamyaban is very near. Sometimes he goes to Kamyaban and all places. So, all the Manjari, Lalita Vishakha, are here.
They live here?
They live here.
In Javak?
In Javak.
What about their husbands?
Their husbands know that Abhimanyu is friend of Govardhan and of Lalita's husband.
What is Lalita's husband's name?
Anang Mandiri also is here. His husband is the brother of Abhimanyu. So he is also here. Vishakha is very near and dear to Gopila.
Vishakha?
Because her, his sister.
Vishakha's sister.
Jatila's sister. Daughter.
Is?
Vishakha. So he loves very much Vishakha. So
she trusts her.
So, all the Sakhis had any very good relation with Jatila and his family. So, her husband don't
mind that they stay here.
But if they go to Nandagaon, they mind.
Right. So, they always stay here.
Here, Rup Manjari always with Srimati Radhika. When he took bath, all Sakhi, Mr. Sakhi, Sakhi, Manjari,
Sankasam,
Ardhini, Snan,
Srimati
Radhika. As beloved Kushmanjali, we see Arati Manjari, Manjari, Lohan Manjari, Ardhini, Sungar, Bani, Sungar, Shila, everything. And from here, they go with Srimati Radhika to Nandagaon. In the midday, Tirkatam is there,
Nandavad.
So, it is very interesting place for Gaudiya Vaishnava.
this place. Sometimes the Gaudiya Vaishnavas pray to take their birth here. Someone may think this is where I am born.
No, not here, but they want to burn.
Birth.
They don't want to take birth here because then it will not be Sasurar.
Halalless house.
Right.
They want to wait here.
They want
here.
To be married here.
They want to take birth in Varshana or Vishakha's birthplace. Chitra's
birthplace,
and other places.
But then come here.
I will take birth and my marriage will be
in Javad
and he will come and start Srimati Radhika. So we pray Srimati Radhika as the Rishi Goswami has done. Tati Dutiya Shloka Ha Devi Kaku Bhargata Tati Yatma Vasa Jate Nipat Bhuvi Dhanavata Udhatasi Asya Prasad Madhutasya Janasya Kitta Kandharvike Tapakanehi Padana. So this is most beautiful prasana that this is take our name as Vidashi. I mean Vidashi here, Sadhu Srimati Radhika, as well as the fifth of Lalita Vishakha. Now we should go. We shall still take time. Get something here.
The
water which
purified. That is the place.
Yes.
As you say, we have all done another
section.
वैराग्य युग भक्ति रसम यस्मिन् not only Vairagya. Without bhakti rasa, Vairagya is against bhakti rasa. They cannot love, have bhakti. But if at first we have bhakti, and by the grace of bhakti, if Vairagya is coming, then this will be without bhakti, Bharatya takes it in nirvishesh Brahma. Nathan Goswami has bhakti rasa and also Bharatya. Sankha purvam nam gandhati kala avasani kito nidra har vihara kajvi kito uchyatam tadino kito राधा कृष्ण गुणस्मते मधुरनांदे सम्मोहित
वंदे
कीर्तन ऑफ शनि वंदे सनातन हरि नियर एंड डियर टू शनि सो वैराग्य युग भक्ति रसम वी यूज टू टेक only chana. Chana means
chitti.
Something that also not. Sometimes two or three days or more days without anything. Only weeping. Where is Srimati Radhika? Where is Lalita? Where is Krishna? Where is Vishakha? And when sometimes to Nandagaon, sometimes to Varsana, some to Radhakund, Govardhan, and everywhere. No sleep, only sleep for an hour, at 1 hour. He has conquered everything. And Krishna, Lila, Smriti, he becomes like man. Guna Smriti, remembering the pastimes of Krishna and Radhika's Lila, always he used to pass his time. I never wanted bhakti rasa. Gurunath Das Goswami says, I am quite ignorant. I was quite ignorant. I never wanted to drink bhakti rasa. But causeless mercy, to keep bhakti rasa in my mouth by force. If I tried to it took my mouth. No, you should. So he was very causeless, merciful. So I bow down to Sanatana Goswami that he will give me bhakti plus bhayat. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. As wrote, he first wrote Brihad Bhagavatam And I see that every book of Rupa Goswami, every book, and every book of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Guru Goswami, are only based on this book.
This was the first one written. This book was written first.
Rupa Goswami has taken so many verses from this. And all are bound to take Bhakti Siddhanta from this book. What is Vrindavan? What is Aras Bhakti? When we were doing Samana Kirtana Smarana Vandana, at this time Bhakti is pure. But as our these indriyas are not pure, it is called sadhana. But yet that the name and the pastime that we remember, bring archan, nadha bhakti, the spirit is always up front.